Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Fay. Super Connie and Super Puma, Gripen, Hunter and Eurofighter. Those are just a few of the attractions that drew crowds to a recent airshow, the Ziegenmiet, which was the biggest in Switzerland this year. More than 30,000 spectators attended the event in Canton Glarus, including Swiss Info's own journalist, Jeannie Wurz. Jeannie's been flying since she was a baby, and it's something she's always taken for granted. She went to the show to meet the people for whom flying is a passion.
I've done a fair amount of flying in my 54 years. At the age of 10 months, I kept an entire plane awake on my first trip from Chicago to California. As a teenager, I went with my family on a helicopter tour of the U.S. mountain carving known as Mount Rushmore. And after college, I worked for a summer as a flying trapeze instructor. Maybe it's no surprise that in the world of astrology, I'm a Libra, an air sign. But while I've gone tandem paragliding in Chamonix, France, and flown from Washington, D.C. to Hawaii, I still don't know much about flying. The Ziegenmiet gave me a chance to change that. On the Saturday morning in August, I board a train in Bern, the Swiss capital, and head for Canton Glarus, 2.5 hours away. The first thing I see as I climb off a shuttle bus in the parking lot is a large plane that seems to be parked in front of a mountain. I walk nearer, thumbing through my Ziegenmiet program. The 61-year-old Breitling superconstellation, the grand old lady of the air, is the only superconnie in the world still allowed to fly with passengers. People are waiting in line to climb the stairs and tour the plane. It seems kind of funny for a passenger plane to be sitting in the road next to picnic tables filled with people drinking apple juice and eating sausages. I wander past. Do all these people wearing baseball caps and sunglasses know as little as I do about flying machines? Beat Gerber, president of the Hunter-Verein Interlaken, says it doesn't matter if you're a neophyte.
Anyone can watch and enjoy an air show, whether they're specialists who know a lot about flying in planes or normal people who are maybe visiting for the first time.
In front of me, a throng of people are lined up at a fence. Craning their necks, they point cameras and phones and binoculars at four propeller planes circling and crisscrossing in the clouds overhead. I raise my iPhone and discover that I can't see a thing on the display. No matter, I press away. The aircraft at an airshow come in a range of shapes and sizes and colors. The airshow is a feast for my eyes. For Gerber, it's a feast for the ears as well.
I personally like the old propeller planes from the Second World War, but of course the jets as well. For a true flying fan, the noise of jets is music.
As I stand beside Gerber, some very loud music flies by at 254 meters per second. Is it the Gripen or the Eurofighter Typhoon? I have no idea. All I know is that I can feel it rumbling in my insides. Pretty much everything is loud at an air show. Standing in front of me, I see a man wearing green sunglasses and orange earplugs. The baby in his arms is wearing a pink sun hat and an oversized pair of purple noise-canceling earphones. It's kind of hard to carry on a conversation at an air show, where you're competing to be heard over the voice of the announcer, or the sound of an airplane, or a helicopter, or the music that's accompanying a formation flying team. The Royal Jordanian Falcons perform to a curious mix of bagpipes and singing in a language I can't understand. Patrouille Suisse, Switzerland's six-member formation flying team, is one of Switzerland's most well-known symbols. Besides performing at air shows, the pilots and their planes spend the summer at traditional events, like the hugely popular wrestling festival, or Schwingfest. It's their job to represent Switzerland, says Beat Gerber.
The Patrouille Suisse embodies the Air Force with precision, punctuality, everything that contributes to Swiss quality.
But until I attended the Ziegenmiet, I didn't know that the Swiss Air Force has a second formation flying team, the PC-7 team. I watched them perform overhead, feeling a bit confused. Why are there two teams? And what's the difference? I pass by a stand where the Patrouille Suisse pilots are signing autographs for people of all ages. A small boy leans on the table, his chin on his arms, watching as his poster is signed. According to a booklet I find there, the PC-7 team is newer, formed in 1989. It has 9 planes instead of 6, and the PC-7 team members fly propeller planes. The Patrouille Suisse team flies jets. None of the pilots in the Swiss display teams are female, so I talk with the only female pilot I've seen here, Captain Caroline Paillet. She's from France.
And here comes another plane flying by. You're a pilot. Yes. How long have you been flying a plane? I fly since 2001. So at the beginning, we fly the TB-30, then the Tucano, then the Alpha Jet. And I used to fly the Mirage F1. And then I made an exchange with the German Air Force, and I flew the Tornado. And what do you like about flying? We have a feeling from freedom.
There are more boys than girls poring over the flight-related items for sale at stands lining the runway. But there are girls who are interested in flying. Swiss schoolgirls Zoe and Sabina have come to the air show to see the helicopters. Because it's cool, they tell me.
Um die Flugzeuge und Helikopter anzuschauen, weil das cool ist.
The best part of their day so far has been climbing into one.
Natürlich, wo wir auch in einen Helikopter reingehen. Und ja.
The Swiss Air Force's Super Puma careens through the air, banking and dipping, giving spectators an idea of what a helicopter is capable of.
Super Puma display, if I want to do it.
Parked at the far end of a field is a different type of helicopter. I already have experience with this one. For 13 years, I worked at the Bern University Hospital, where the medical rescue helicopters land on a special platform with ill and injured patients.
Wir sind von der Schweizerischen Rettungsflugwacht, auf Englisch Swiss Air Rescue.
We're from the Swiss Air Rescue. Today we're here at the air show with our helicopter on display. In Switzerland, we have 17 helicopters flying out of 10 bases. And on each helicopter, there's a paramedic, a pilot, and a doctor.
Auf jedem Helikopter ist ein Rettungssanitäter, ein Pilot und ein Arzt.
I pass by a roped-off area where all the planes that aren't currently performing are parked and on display. Jacqueline Duvoisin of Zurich, who now lives in Dubai, tells me about her personal ties to flying.
I love aircrafts and air shows in particular. My father used to work for Swiss Air, then I used to work for Swiss Air for 12 years. And my first big love was an Air Force pilot in Switzerland, so the Swiss Air Force.
I haven't fallen in love with any pilots, but I had several opportunities to fly with Swiss Air, the Swiss national airline, before it was grounded in 2001. The first time I flew back to Chicago, I was 7 months pregnant. The flight attendant pointed at my stomach and remarked, "They're much easier to carry that way." How right she was. Chicago, where I grew up, is home to one of the world's busiest airports, O'Hare. It's not uncommon when flying into O'Hare to circle in the air for 20 minutes before landing. If you look out the window, you can see 5 other planes at various altitudes, circling just like yours, keeping the air traffic controllers busy. Toward the end of the day, I tramp across a field in my not-very-suitable shoes, past people sitting in lawn chairs and on blankets, to the makeshift tower that's been constructed to coordinate the comings and goings of the planes taking part in the event. Juggling my microphone and my telephone and my sweater and 2 bags, I climb a metal ladder with no railing to the platform where the display director, Gaetano Barberi, has been overseeing the event. "Nothing is more boring than if you're at an air show and nothing is flying," says Barberi, who flew with Patrice Suisse from 1987 to 1991.
How many planes and how many countries were there then today?
Performing have been, if you see the Patrice Suisse or the Pizza 7 team who was coming from another airbase, was about 120.
You also had an announcer who, I guess, knew a lot about flying.
All the people we have been up here, myself, I was flying in the Air Force. I'm actually Captain Swiss on 330, 340. So we have a lot of flying experience. And the speaker, he is one who is a professional military guy, so he knows very much about that.
And so this is your hobby, working here, and then normally you're flying a plane for Swiss.
Yeah, that's right.
One level down in the tower, I sit with Caroline Hogg, looking out over the runway. She points down at a plane parked below us.
This is the Pilatus Porter from the Patrouille Suisse, which brings in the commanders. They're on the ground and they interact with the team when they're flying, and it's called Felix.
And I saw the pilots also have nicknames.
Yes, that's correct. The pilots also have nicknames, and that's also a tradition in flying.
There's another tradition as well. Hogg points to a propeller plane that has just taken off. It rocks gently from side to side, like a cradle. This is how a plane says goodbye, she tells me, by rocking its wings. Caroline Hogg is busy recording the last flights of the day. The air show is over, and the planes are leaving one after another.
My role was to register every aircraft which was coming in, landing, and taking off. And we need to register every movement. So we do write down the immatriculation, the type of aircraft, when it landed and when it takes off. And that was actually the last three airplanes which are still in the air, so I have to write them down, and then my job for today is finished.
With my job finished for the day as well, I leave the Mollis airfield to take the shuttle bus, to the train, to the tram, to my house in Bern. It would be nice, for once, to travel home as the crow flies. Who knows? There's always next year.
That was Swiss Info journalist Jeannie Wurtz, sharing her experience of the Ziegemeet air show and a lifetime of flying. Although the Mollis air show was a success, 2016 hasn't been a good year for the Swiss Air Force. In June, the Pretoria Suisse team suffered the first serious incident in its 52-year history, with the loss of a plane and the injury of its pilot at an air show in the Netherlands. And only 3 weeks after the Ziegemeet, a 27-year-old pilot died when his FA-18 fighter jet crashed into a mountain. The two latest incidents have been followed by some calls for more investment in the Swiss Air Force. At the same time, in May 2014, more than 50% of Swiss voters rejected the purchase of 22 Swedish fighter jets. Will Switzerland's Air Force get more or less support following the incidents? That's not yet clear. But one thing is certain, there will always be people who love flying. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, swissinfo.ch. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks to studio technician Jakob Stoller. To play us out, here's Move On by 15,000s. This programme was produced by Jeannie Wurtz. I'm Jo Faye.